Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, ironically, Elliot Page might have transitioned, but the female instinct for attention continues. Poor Elliot hopes that them's gay animal documentary will help children come out of the closets. How about keeping Elliot away from them kids? I'm sure it'll be as big of a success as Elliot's book, which only sold 68,000 copies on her $3 million advance. The publishing company lost money, but it's propaganda, so the book company probably wrote it down. Up next, soon you'll be under surveillance everywhere, in your car with new cars having infrared cameras by the end of 2027, and cities like Atlanta rolling out AI-powered policing. You'll probably have to escape into nature without the internet there to avoid being tracked and followed so they can manipulate your behavior. This isn't about policing criminals, but about tracking law-abiding citizens and making their lives more difficult. It's about taking your freedom away and giving them more power over you. Number three, a doctor evaluating Amber Heard for 12 hours says she shows signs of personality disorders. No shit. Actually, yes, poop on the bed. No wonder Depp couldn't keep his hands off her. Crazy sex is the best sex. I feel really bad for her three kids. Imagine the pain they'll have to endure for the next 20 years. Also, really, did it take 12 hours? Most of us could have made that assessment in under 5 minutes. Therapists just like billing more hours, it seems. Moving on, Ray J says he slept with over 12,500 women by the age of 45. He sounds like the male version of Bonnie Blue. It doesn't matter that this guy has the body of E.T. because he has status and money. And women lose their minds for that. Women that were once repelled by you suddenly find themselves attracted to you like a magnet when you gain social status. I think he's a liar, though, because he'd have slept with more than one woman every day for 30 years. Plus, most people after sleeping with 50 people forget the exact count. Number 5, remember that if you're Latina, the wall comes at you hard and fast. Unless, of course, you're Jennifer Lopez. With chips and tacos at the center of your diet, you'd become like that, too. I thought this is a phenomenon in only Mexico and America, but apparently abdominal obesity is at about 75% in most Latin American countries. That includes everyone, including kids and teenagers. So that means that 85 to 90% of adults have abdominal obesity. The rate for Latinas in their late 20s and 30s is much higher, though. Up next, who are the simps sending Shannon Elizabeth more than $1 million in her first week at Only Fools? And she didn't even have to take her clothes off. Word on the street is that she also divorced her husband to start that OF. She's probably screaming out loud, "Go Team Stifler!" Funny enough, you can actually see her boobs for free if you watch American Pie. Is it nostalgia or old men trying to live out their teenage fantasies? I'm so confused. Number 7, in France, you can now legally marry a dead person if you can prove they wanted to marry you too. I wonder if you can also divorce them and take half their estate as well. That's what this is really about. It's not like you're going to consummate the marriage with a deceased person. Then again, these days, women just lay there like a cold fish when you're smashing them. I'm sure the applications for marriage certificates with dead millionaires is about to skyrocket. Moving on, people are asking for a good explanation as to why this is happening. Why everything is becoming monochromatic. Women make up the majority of today's purchasing decisions. How about we ask them? Women all want to conform to the same beauty and design standards to fit in. It's not just cars, but everything. Here's the number of color pixels in photos over the last 200 years. Blues, greens, blacks, and whites are growing, while use of every other color is shrinking. It accelerates in the 1980s. Number 9, talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. Lando Lakes got rid of the Indians, but kept the land. It's almost like this promotes colonialism or something. But to be fair, that looks like it was a white woman dressed up as a Native American. Calling Native Americans Indians is also an insult. They don't defecate out in the open. I also miss the Cleveland Indians, Washington Redskins, and it's like they're erasing their identity from popular culture or something. Up next, looks like enrichment has arrived in Japan, with these engineers building a tower made of bicycles at their local scrapyard. But I think this is offensive because they're probably quantum physicists. If they get entrenched there, it'll be impossible to get rid of them, and Japan will turn into a Western country. Japan is such a high-trust society that in many smaller towns, people don't even lock their bikes. Say hello to bike locks, people. Number 11, Sam Altman's cryptocurrency is down 98% from its peak. There's only one Bitcoin, and Scam Altman has been scamming with various startups for over a decade now. Once OpenAI can no longer afford to build out data centers, the entire circle jerk AI economy will come crashing down. Unfortunately, no one knows the timing, so this isn't financial advice. Even when the market crashed in 2000, there were multiple 20 to 40% rallies on the way to the bottom. Moving on, why is most of Gen Z refusing to learn how to drive? And instead, they're dependent on their parents to get around. I don't blame them because traffic is a disaster and people are way too aggressive on the roads. To be honest, it would be cheaper if I just sold my car and Ubered everywhere because I only use my vehicle once or twice a week. Driving is fun when you can put the car in cruise control somewhere in rural Nevada with no traffic around you. A couple of months ago, I drove through West Virginia and that was absolutely amazing. Number 13, a company in Brazil is selling Super Mario Bros. Themed coffins. What makes them think that Nintendo won't sue them into the Stone Age? Poor Mario and Luigi, it looks like that game is always stacked against them. Just wait until Nintendo digs up your grave for copyright infringements. Does anyone remember the episode with Married with Children where they had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coffins as well? That was a parody, so they could get away with it. Up next, studies show that the most vivid childhood memories are family vacations between the ages of 5 and 10, not birthdays or Christmas presents. Brought to you by the Travel and Tourism Council of America. Just kidding. Too bad for me, I didn't go on any family vacations during that age. My most vivid memories at that point were getting bullied, being socially isolated, and watching other kids play with toys I'd never have. It was kind of a sad childhood. My best memories were playing Nintendo games, though. Number 15, back in 2005, Eminem insulted Michael Jackson, and Jackson didn't say anything. He just bought Eminem's music catalog and got paid every time Eminem performed. Dude was playing 4D chess. Say whatever you want about him, but he was a smart businessman buying up the music albums of dozens of timeless artists and watching them grow in value by the hundreds of millions of dollars. Dude went from being a performer to an owner. I own my boy. Moving on, meet this Brazilian trans woman born without any arms and legs. How many victim points is this? Gay, trans, quadruple amputee, immigrant, non-white, and being what amounts to a living fleshlight. Basically every box has been ticked. Harry Potter here looks like he has some creepy stuff on his computer. And it's a good thing for him that she has no hands to check. As for the amputee, he transitioned from a punching bag to a Russian nesting doll. Number 17 looks like China has erased all of its real estate gains for the last 20 years. It's just the start as their population ages into oblivion and there's no one left to buy the empty properties. Plus, it isn't inflation adjusted. If it was, then all the gains would be erased for the last 25 to 30 years. They'll see their population shrink by 100 to 200 million people by 2050. Up next, why are women like this, with a new study saying that more than half of them would leave their partner if he lost his job? Probably because they aren't in it for love now, are they? Usually the ones that'll stick around when you lose your job have abandonment or other psychological issues. Women marry the men in the winner's circle of life. If he falls out of the winner's circle, quite often they divorce them. That's the game they play. Number 9, Dostoevsky once said that most people don't have original opinions, that they just repeat what they hear from someone louder, richer, more popular. Yes, it's like they're parrots without opinions of their own. I was like that until I turned 30. People need to get some life experience and only then are they qualified to have their own opinions. Otherwise, they're nothing more than NPCs their entire lives. Unfortunately, there is no record of Dostoevsky ever saying this. Moving on, Ice Spice says that she's the birthday cake for this year. Dig in, fellas, if you enjoy curdled cottage cheese. Looks to me like she's off for Ozempic again and has started blimping up. The closest she comes to being birthday cake is if she just finished eating it. Based on this, it looks like she's on stage 3 of cottage cheese leg syndrome. She's crossing from the thick zone into the fat zone. Careful out there, gentlemen. Number 21, here's a meme that proves that the tisms don't actually care. They'll bring up whatever is socially unacceptable because they don't have a filter. And if you bring up to them that they're being rude, they won't have any idea why. I can confirm this with my own behavior. I'll say something insulting, but I don't mean to, and a friend of mine will later point out that I was being inappropriate. If you don't learn social skills from a young age, odds are, you never will. Up next, why is it that the image on the left is awful to men while the one on the right is thrilling for women? Because women are willing to share a high-value man while men don't want to share women. They want her to be his girl and not only for it to be his turn with her. Plus, men probably understand instinctively that the more partners a woman has, the less likely she is able to bond with you emotionally, and that's that. Men and women have different mating preferences. Number 23, say what you will about Jeets, but they definitely love their holy cow excrement. One of their holiest temples made it mandatory to drink apple juice from a cow, if you catch my drift. They say the idea is to keep non-believers away. Indians will say this is fake news, but a simple search will prove that it's real. If it's part of their culture, then why hide it? Indians will also call it racist, but how is it racist to highlight facts like this? They're a shame-based culture, and that's what it's really about. Moving on, if you think that certain followers of the religion of peace is better, then just look at this. Hamas is also using shame to recruit by raping younglings and then blackmailing them by saying that they'll tell their family that they're gay if they don't join Hamas. Why wouldn't they just threaten them without raping them? And I also can't wait to find out how this is somehow Israel's fault. I'm sure they'll use that as evidence. What's going on in the Middle East? Number 25 on the last one, how shocking is this? Not really all that shocking. That this British traveler influencer from Scotland has gone missing in Morocco. Luckily, she's been found safe in the care of her brother after she shut down her phone for a few days. Way to go giving your parents a heart attack, lady. Then again, that claim has been debunked and her parents still say that she's missing, even though the cops say that she's not. Then I found this saying that she's also been found. I'm so confused. Apparently, she's not mentally well. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.